So currently it takes about 110 days to hire a new federal employee. That is way down from 180 days previously. So 70 days, that's huge. Nancy Kichuk is OPM's Assistant Director for Employee Services. She says the goal actually is to get down to about 80 days, so about another 30 days working there. And agencies are on a good path to reach that goal.
Clip one, three, two, one. So Mrs. Kichuk mentioned assessment tools and KSAs. Is that how OPM is going to cut this average time that it takes to hire these new folks?
So that's among the approaches OPM is taking. Now, Kichuk mentioned several ways OPM is working with the chief human capital officers and the council to improve both knowledge, skills, and abilities, you know, those dreaded KSAs that everyone talks about, as well as developing new, what she's calling, assessment tools. We've heard for time and again that people think KSAs are not worthwhile as a hiring tool. OPM will soon release the first set of assessment tools, and Kichuk explains how they'll work.
Clip two, three, two, one.
She says these assessments are a universal guidepost for the hiring official, but nothing will take the place of you looking at resumes, looking at qualifications, and those important interviews with the candidates as well. Now, that is one way to address the issue, the KSAs. The other thing that OPM is doing is to speed up the hiring process is improving usajobs.gov, the federal jobs website. Kichuk says it's a matter of improving communication among agencies and among applicants.
Clip three, three, two, one. So, Jason, what are some of the other challenges that feds can expect over the next couple months? Jason, what are some of the other changes that feds can expect coming up over the next couple months?
Well, there's a big push to improve the federal career internship programs. We've heard about this previously. There's a big lawsuit going on between one of the employee unions, NTEU, the National Treasury Employees Union, and the administration over these career internship programs where people are using it to kind of get around the more merit-based hiring process. But Kichuk says that no matter what this happens with this lawsuit or not, and she didn't really talk about it because it's in litigation, she says there has to be a new approach to internships across the government, and it's in the works.
Clip four, three, two, one.
So Kichuk says agencies could expect to see something in new around the internship program in late 2010 or early 2011. But as she said, they're waiting for an executive order. So with the White House, you really never know when that could come. In the meantime, there's a lot to expect, a lot going on, and early November is a big date for OPM to get out these and many other changes to the hiring process.
I've been watching a lot of the tweets as I was traveling around. It seemed like a pretty good conference.
You know, the thing about the ELC that they do every year pretty well is they always have good tracks. And this year, what I thought the difference was they had good, the people at the tracks were really good. People, not the same old people you hear time and again who are really great people, but you hear them stop time and again. They had some new people. So you saw kind of some of this new infusion of people of blood. GSA, the General Services Administration, had a huge contingent down here. Administrator Johnson and Dave McClure held a press conference and talked about a lot of their new initiatives, including the telepresence that they're expanding across all the regions. And in fact, the other thing that was interesting was one of your favorite people, Don Tapscott. A lot of people talked about that. Some people liked what they heard from him, some people not so much, but he still created a nice little buzz all around the community.
And he will be on this program coming up in a couple. I think we're going to do it in December. We're working out the times, but to talk about their new book, because a lot of interesting stuff in there and a lot of government examples in there too. So it's very relevant. One of the things that I saw every year, they give out their annual Mendenhall Leadership Award, and somebody who well known throughout the community, Deidre Murray from Quest Government, Quest Communications, I guess is their proper title. She won this year.
She did, and it was a nice surprise. I don't think she realized it was coming. Now, Deidre's
I know for a fact she didn't have a clue that it was coming.
She's everywhere. She knows everybody, and she knows everything that's going on. And I think this is a huge recognition of just her impact that she's having in the community. And then and top it off, she's one of the nicest people you ever meet. So I think it's a well-deserved honor. And the other interesting thing that kind of popped up as well beyond the Mendenhall Award was the idea that this idea of changing the way government works, and there's a whole acquisition reform and efficiencies, and that was a big discussion. But I think people are saying, okay, we got to do it this time. I know we've been talking about it for 20 years. Don Arnold put out a book about ELC after 20 years. There's a lot of great pictures, you know, people when they had hair or dark hair or,
yeah.
or when they looked a little younger or changed a little bit.
Probably were a little trimmer, too.
Exactly. I didn't see any pictures of your eye, though. I
yeah,
enjoy.
Thank God.
Out of the firing line on that one. But I think there's this feeling that, yeah, we've heard this all before, but I think that there's more of a, okay, people are more serious about it. I mean, I don't know if that's a fair term to say serious, but they're very much, we realize, okay, this is it. This is, you know, there's no more kind of, well, next year, next time.
And we saw with the Washington Post poll, and we've seen with the talk of furloughs and pay cuts, I think there is a real anger at people. They're tired of, you know, what's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. There's a sense that, hold on, let's not keep trying the same thing over and over again. Let's try something different.
Right, and that's one of the things, one of the messages that came across from both Martha Johnson, the administrative GSA, as well as Dave Winogrand, who's obviously moving over to the Deputy Assistant Chief Management Officer's role. He had a great quote that basically said, the way of the past is not the way of the future. And he talked about the way, you know, the way big system development, you put requirements out, you bid on it, you purchase a system, and then you implement the system for 2 or 3 years. He's like, it's going to be small, it's going to be agile, and it's going to be smaller contracts and smaller bites of the apple. And if you as a vendor, and this is a pretty big, large vendor contingency,
yeah.
if you're ready to do that, you'll be successful. If you want to go back to the old ways, be prepared to get a little bit of a shock.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. You're driving back?
On my way back later this afternoon, and we'll see you back at the office tomorrow.
Excellent.